Fox News and the forecast coming up after local news first from the Automated Office System Studios, WCHV, AM and FM, Charlottesville.
From the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is local news first.
A vigil was held Friday for one of the members of the Buck Squad who was killed in his SUV last week. At the same time, Charlottesville police were arresting the man they said did the shooting, charging Tedashi Dimitris Keys with second-degree murder and possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. Several members of the Buck Squad said,
"But it's sad that we have to lose two black men again for senseless murder. You know, that could have been avoided."
Well, it just goes to show you the type of place, the type of time that we're living in. We got a lot of problems going on in these impoverished communities. We as a squad is trying to address it because it's deeper than violence. It goes deeper into the roots of a whole lot of trauma and stuff going on in these neighborhoods. So we're not surprised one bit by this.
The JMU community is mourning the loss of three 19-year-old students following a car crash on the West Virginia and Virginia border in a single vehicle accident. The two other students in the car were flown to a hospital and were sent in critical condition.
The he said, she said between the Albemarle and Charlottesville school divisions regarding the Charlottesville Albemarle Technical Education Center heated up on Friday.
ACPS spokesperson Phil Jeremitas says if ACPS did take over, there would be no restrictions on CCS students.
It was a priority for us in making the offer.
Charlottesville School Board member Lisa Larson Torres says the information in the public is not what was sent to the city of Charlottesville regarding the county's final offer for the purchase of the Technical Education Center.
They sent something after that. So that is not the actual letter of intent following the original contract. So that is not what we're working off right now.
Instead, it is intended to, quote, provide an alternative process for inclusion of additional terms for continued attendance of city students at K-Tech.
I think that is the key piece, is that, yeah, you're looking at an old offer, an old letter.
With the annual Blue Ridge Area Food Bank School Food Drive beginning on March 6th and with schools all over the county participating, Les Sinclair told WCHV of what products they are looking for to stock the shelves of the Blue Ridge Area Food Bank.
Well, protein is of high demand, but really what we tell folks is what you would like in your cupboard is what we would like you to donate. There's also a drive to essentially, you know, think about culturally familiar food. There are a lot of immigrants and refugees in the area that might not be familiar with the American diet.
All schools that are interested in registering must register by February 27th.
Fox News and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast is next on the station celebrating 90 years of serving Central Virginia. Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
The CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast: sunny, breezy, and cold today. Highs middle to upper 30s with wind chills in the 20s at times. Increasing clouds overnight tonight. Lows in the upper 20s. Mostly cloudy. Very mild on Sunday. Temperatures in the afternoon in the middle 50s. Plenty of sunshine Monday. Highs upper 50s to near 60. I'm CBS 19 Chief Meteorologist Travis Koshko for Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.